Chapter 3. The Duality of Man. On the night before Jesus' crucifixion, he gathered with his friends in the upper room to celebrate the Passover. During the course of their conversation, Jesus told his disciples that they knew God the Father because they knew him. Philip turned to Jesus and said, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." John 14:8. If there was ever a time when we can almost sense frustration in the words of Jesus to his friends, it's in his reply. "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" Verse 9. One of the most important aspects of the Christology of the New Testament is the motif found throughout the Gospels and developed further by the Apostle Paul, that Jesus is the new Adam, that is, he fulfilled what it means to be the perfect man and the perfect image of God. Jesus revealed his deity, but he also, in his humanity, shows what the human race was supposed to be. Christ is a restoration of humankind, the image of God in its fullest manifestation, so much so that even in his humanity, Jesus was correct to say, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." In saying this, he did not deny his humanity, nor was he speaking only of his humanity. But if Jesus' humanity is a perfect humanity, and if he displays the image of God in its fullest sense, then to look at him is to behold the glory of the Creator. That's what an image does. It reflects, mirrors, and reveals a likeness, a similitude of the original. Since the fall, we are left with a difficult question. Do we still bear the image of God, and if so, to what degree?